What's going on, guys? My name's Josh Huggett, and welcome to the Veducated Podcast, a show where I talk to activists from all around the world and we discuss pretty much anything vegan or animal rights related. So sit back, relax, while we take you on the audio experience of a lifetime and discuss pretty much anything plant-based.
What's going on, guys? It's Josh Huggett here from the Veducated Podcast. Well, what is currently the Veducated Podcast? This is just a bit of a catch-up update. This is what's happening episode. I think the issue when I started this podcast is that I made it too structured. So calling it the Veducated Podcast, which I don't actually hate. It's still all about education, but I put myself in a hole where I had a certain structure that I sort of needed to maintain the entire time. And I'm not a very structured person. I go through different phases of being really interested in something and then it'll die off and then it'll come back. And while that's dying off, I'm interested in something else. So I dug myself as sort of a podcast hole where I was forced to talk about veganism and, you know, a lot of it's negative, and I'm trying to incite a more positive outlook on my life. And that's where this kind of just went down the shitter, really. So it hasn't been an episode for a while. This doesn't technically count as an episode, but what I've been doing myself is a whole rebranding of sorts. I've been, you know, rebranding all my social media and trying to essentially rebrand myself as a person. I've spent a lot of my adult life spreading some form of negativity in one way or another, whether that's through, you know, trolling online, memes, everything really, anything you can kind of guess that would be negativity online. I've pretty much dabbled in it. And it's taxing. It's really taxing being that negative and being such a negative person all the time. And it, you know, it starts to take its toll on you, and that's what it did. But I'm rebranding. I'm coming back. So we've got such a great audience here on the Veducated Podcast so far. You know, great episodes. I'd never want to take those episodes away. However, I'm going to rebrand it in a way where it's not as rigid and not as, you know, not specifically let's talk about this little thing about veganism and then go from there. I'm just going to try, I haven't really figured out how yet, but make it a more easygoing podcast where I can just talk to you guys about things that are going on. Like I'm a philosophy student, I'm a psychology student. I'd love to share some of that insight with you. You know, still talking about veganism, vegan things, still talking with Jay in America, who I have not spoken to in too long because I've been in my own little world. But, you know, talking with Jay in America, you know, still talking about those things, but also bringing in other topics so we can talk about self-help, depression, you know, helping people through these different things. It's what I want to do. I've been given the blessing of this audience, growing my own audiences, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, wherever, somehow, somewhere, I was given the ability to reach people. And, you know, although I might not be reaching millions of people every day, however, I still, you know, I want to be using my audience and my ability to grow an audience for good rather than for evil. So rather than, you know, a new world of internet trolls, I'd rather bring people together so that we can actually change this fucking world that is just going down the shitter every day. I want to work together. I want to work with you, my audience, whether it's here on Instagram. What's this called? This is Anchor. So whether it's through the podcast, through Instagram, Facebook, wherever, I want to help. I want to create something good. So that's what we're going to do with this podcast. Will probably not be called the Veducated Podcast for much longer. I will come up with something else. I don't know. But it's still going to have its vegan aspects. It's still going to have its vegan history, if that's what happens. I want to be able to, we've got vegan events coming up here in Australia, and I would love to go and interview people, you know, about how vegan helped them and all these other sorts of things. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to stop. I sit here all day with my phone next to me. It doesn't ring once. As soon as I decide to start recording a new episode, my phone rings. So I'm back. But essentially what I'm saying is we are not changing completely. We are just taking a new direction. Still be talking about veganism. Still be, because, you know, veganism is a huge, huge part of my life. It is the reason I am who I am today. I, you know, it's never going to change. So that would be still be a large topic of the podcast, but we'll also be talking about, you know, self-help and how you can make the most of your own life. It's coming up to a very somber time in my life. For those of you that don't know, 2 years ago, I had my partner, Inga. She passed away overnight, out of nowhere, completely out of the, like, she was a healthy 20-year-old vegan girl that passed away overnight. And that really shook my world. So, yeah, but in that, she had this, she, one of her mottos, and one of the last conversations I had with her before she passed was about buying a car. And, you know, her answer, like, we were talking about, you know, the pros and cons of taking out a loan, whether you should do it, whether you shouldn't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was only a small, you know, just a reasonably small loan, but so we discussed it. And then the last thing that she said in that sentence was, fuck it, YOLO. And that was it. Like, she passed away a couple of days later. But that, those three words, or that, you know, two words and an acronym, have stuck with me ever since. That just fuck it, YOLO, you know, could be dead tomorrow attitude, is what she carried through every day of her life. And that's, you know, since passing, that's something that I've started implementing in my own life. And I would love to help that message to other people, because, you know, she didn't know that she was going to pass away 2 days later. It was a freak accident that she was, you know, a mental condition she was born with that was never diagnosed and unable to be diagnosed. But she didn't know. She was just living her life for the day that she had, because, you know, you never know when you're going to be here. So that is a message that I want to be trying to share with you all, helping you to make the most of your own lives, helping us to all, like, I'm learning how to do it myself. This is really a growth podcast where I'm, you know, I'm growing myself. I'm not happy, but I'm working every single day towards being the happiest that I can be. And that's what I want to help and inspire you guys to do as well. So I hope you stay here on the current Vegucated podcast, probably changing today. You know, if not, thanks for coming. I hope you really enjoyed yourself, and I wish you all the best. But for the, all of you that stay, we are all going to grow together. We are going to be the best selves that we can be. So yeah, take care of yourself. Think about your food choices. Food choices. I can't even say my own outro. Take care of yourself. Think about your food choices. Peace.